Well, there are several areas of the state budget that would grow over the next 2 years. The governor would cut how much the state spends on consumer protection. Doyle's budget cuts 10 consumer protection jobs, or a little more than a seventh of the state's consumer protection staff. Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Rod Nielsestuen says it's one of the tough choices the governor had to make in this budget.
It'll be harder for us to respond to the full menu of services. We are in the process, as we sit here, of reviewing all of those programs and how they will be delivered and prioritized.
But Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson told Nielsestuen at a budget hearing that he's troubled by the decision. Olson noted that it comes at a time when the department is actually spending more money on new programs to encourage people to buy local food and preserve farmland. Olson says those are both great ideas and he supports them, but he says they should not come at the expense of consumer protection services people expect.
What we are doing in this budget to your vital core mission, I think, is atrocious.
Overall, the cuts to consumer protection jobs are expected to save the state nearly $1.4 million over the next couple of years. To put that into perspective, the overall state budget is about $63 billion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.